ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Another bad day for the embattled US plane maker Boeing. A rocket glitch forced the delay of its first ever astronaut launch just 2 hours before liftoff. And the US Federal Aviation Administration opened a new investigation after the company reported that workers had falsified inspection records on certain 787 Dreamliner planes. It's been a difficult few years for Boeing, which has faced a litany of safety problems, including two deadly crashes of MAX jets in 2018 and 2019. Sean Pruchnicki is a professor at the Center for Aviation Studies at the Ohio State University and a former pilot, and joins us this morning. Sean, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Good morning, Patricia.
The FAA is investigating whether Boeing employees may have falsified aircraft records. What do those records relate to? It's a pretty alarming allegation.
So the information that we have at this point talks about some of the inspections that are required for the bonding between the wing and the fuselage, some of the electrical bonding. But we don't have all of the information to the exact details as far as exactly what was falsified.
How dangerous is something like that?
Well, so it could be several different things, Patricia. If it's something as far as just a simple, what we call a bonding issue, that in and of itself isn't too much of a problem. That helps distribute electrical static electricity or in the event of a lightning strike. But there's other issues when you have composite materials like the 787 that can be far more dangerous. The problem is with the information that we have with this basically being a breaking news stories, we just don't know the depth of it, right? We just don't know exactly. And we also don't know where on the wing and where on the fuselage where that connection takes place, where that's actually located and what other systems are in that area. So we need some more information to be able to answer that specifically.
The 787 model is used by multiple airlines operating out of our own airports here in Australia. Do authorities know exactly which aircrafts are affected?
So my understanding is right now what they're doing is they are tracking down, they're going back through the paperwork and figuring out, okay, which airplanes that are out flying the line, as we say, or out in service could be affected. I read a report just several hours ago that said that there's a possibility that none of the aircraft that are out flying right now could be affected. But then I turn around and read another report saying that there very well could be some that are out there. So we just don't know the scope of the problem. Once again, are we talking just simply 10, 15 airplanes that are still going through construction in the facility in the Northwest up there? Or are we talking about 200 airplanes with, 150 of those still flying all around the world? So yes, Patricia, it is very possible that that this has been going on for a while. In fact, that would mean that there are airplanes out there flying around where this paperwork has been forged, basically, or not falsified. Yeah.
Is there any chance the 787 Dreamliner could be grounded as we saw with the 737 MAX?
If the FAA is able to, once they're able to establish exactly what the problem is, and that's what they're investigating right now, what was falsified? What exactly are we talking about? What type of bonding issue are we talking about? That if it's a high enough level of concern, then absolutely, that's what they'll do. Or what they'll do is they'll say all of these aircraft have to be inspected within 24 hours. So it may not be a complete grounding because they already know what the problem is. So that's a little bit different than what we had with the MAX, where they were still trying to discover, okay, exactly what's the problem? How do we solve it? This is something where it sounds like they have a pretty good idea of, you know, we know what the problem is. So they would put something out, a airworthiness directive, and they would say, okay, this is the problem. All these airplanes need to be examined within 24 hours to verify that this work was done correctly.
You've testified on airline safety before the US Congress. What does all of this indicate to you about the culture around safety at Boeing?
Well, you know, Patricia, this just goes back to this is one more part of the jigsaw puzzle, right? This is one more piece that shows that, you know, there are huge concerns here at Boeing. There are huge, huge problems. One of the things that I read recently was they were talking about how they, were celebrating that this employee came forward, which is obviously the right thing to do, and that they were going to have serious repercussions to those individuals that had falsified these reports. And the thing that concerns me the most is they still don't get it. They still don't understand, because in a just culture and in a safety culture, you have to dig down and understand why those employees felt it was necessary to do that, right? Mm. Why did those employees feel that that was the course of action that they needed to take? Were they pressured into doing that? Why did they do that? So it sounds good on the surface, Patricia, that they're celebrating this employee that came forward and, you know, they're going to punish these people who had done this. But again, this is not what a good safety culture is all about. They still do not get it. They still don't understand.
So could we see regulatory action against Boeing by the FAA? Is that what's next?
I think it's certainly one of the pieces, one of the steps that needs to take place next. There are many different avenues, and that is certainly one of them that, you know, people need to get involved, outside agencies, pressures from not only the public, but government, you know, federal pressures, and pressures from the airlines as well, that all of these groups need to be able to apply. That's the only way things are going to change at Boeing. Having CEOs step down is pointless. That doesn't do anything. That's not going to change the culture. Mm. That's not going to change the basic fundamental problems we have there. And you need to be able to send people in there to go and discover what are the basic culture problems, the just culture, the safety culture problems. And here's one final point that I want to make, Patricia, that a lot of people are not talking about, is that even if you were to send a team in there of safety experts, how can you really be sure that you have complete access to all the documentation, right? How can you be sure that you have access to all the information that you would need as a safety expert to be able to make your determination to the true depth of the problem, the true scope of the problem, and what type of fixes need to be implemented to solve some of these problems? That's really where it's going to become extremely troubling, that when regulators and other folks are able to finally get in there and start rummaging around to try to figure out what truly is going on behind those doors, that's one of the things that concerns me the most, is how do you know what's really hidden from them and what's not?
Sean, thank you for your analysis this morning.
Absolutely, Patricia. Take care.
Sean Pruchnicki is a professor at the Center for Aviation Studies at The Ohio State University.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.